This is the National Racing Network, racing across Australia with the National Scratching Service.
Oh, now that's aggressive. That's aggressive. No, the National Scratching Service.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. And, you know, people are saying that we're not providing a service. We are providing a service. We're just telling you horses not to back. Oh, I think we've got to flip it around here.
No, we're finding value and we're going to find winners and we're going to get one. We're going to turn it around because you know what? Because we're strong, we're resilient, and it's your birthday and the Dirty Bird is on the menu. So we are going to go hard today at Bendigo. It is the racetrack that we love because it's the nursery of champions and it's always got good grass, and you know that.
It has, especially this time of year. There's some real grass growth coming through. The root structure is really starting to thicken up at this time of year.
I love it.
And we're going straight to Bernard Hopkins, who is the track manager at Bendigo. Bernard, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Bernard.
Very well, thank you. I would imagine at the moment you'd be cutting the grass every third day.
It's growing, yeah, really growing at the moment. As you just said, things are really starting to move after a long winter.
Yeah, absolutely. How much rain did you get over the weekend, and has that made it good or bad for the track for today?
No, it was a real help. I actually had to water as well. So we had 8 millimetres on the weekend, so it wasn't as much as we expected. And so I put another 8 millimetres on Monday and then another couple of mil yesterday. So we'll start the day on a good four.
Okay, so good four for today. Penetrometer?
Penetrometer 5.41 and the rail's out 9 metres. So that's a slight marking on that. You know, on the inside, a couple of metres. The outside, that it's all clean ground.
All right, fantastic. It's meant to be a fairly warm day today. Do you think it'll stay around there, or is there a chance it might get a bit firmer?
Look, I think it'll hang around that foot four for the majority of the day. That's the reason I put that little bit extra on yesterday, just to try and hold it there for the majority of the day. But with 22 degrees today, and if that breeze gets up, you know, later in the day we make it that upgrade.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic, Bernard. Thanks for your time. We'll speak to you again soon.
No worries. Thank you.
Good stuff, Bernard Hopkins there at Bendigo. Perfect condition, surely.
Yep, good four. Penetrometer 5.41. Rail out 9 metres.
Righto. That's perfect for Troy Corstens. He loved that sort of stuff. And we've gone to the big dogs this week to try and find a winner on the early mail. Marcus Oldham
didn't help yesterday.
To take away their sponsorship of the segment. So we apologise to Marcus Oldham. We'll find your winner today. Troy does that every time he joins us. Troy, good morning.
Hey, Harf, how are you?
I'm okay, mate. I prefer a winner on the early mail, and I'm really putting some heat on you today, so I hope you can help us out with that if you don't mind.
We've got a good day today, actually. I'm trying to decide which way I'm going to tip.
Oh, there we go. So that, we've got options. We've never had this before in recent weeks. Well, let's have a look.
Game changer.
At the first race where you got the favourite, Troy, this might be a good start for us. Number five, Razu, who was second on debut only 19 days ago at Pakenham, but on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax. What about the grass?
Yeah, I think he'd be better on the grass, to be honest, Harf. He's a really nice colt. we just rode him a little bit. He's been jumping out and leading in his trial. And then we just rode him a little bit differently first up. I didn't want him stopping on the poly and going backwards. So we rode him with cover and he really finished off strongly. I think Bendigo will really suit him. The one turn, he should be hitting the line very strongly.
All right, that's race one, number five, Razu. I like that already. Race four, number four, looks sharpish. Oh, I think does look sharpish today in terms of winning chances. Now, last start winner at Benalla, drew the outside, finished strongly, just got there over 1,600 in a 64. Up to 1,700 today. Sorry, stays at 1,600, but in a 70. Fillies and mares today with a better draw, Troy.
Yeah, better draw. It's obviously tougher race being a metropolitan meeting today at Bendigo. And I do think that we're going to see the best of her once she gets out over 2,400.
Right.
But in saying that, she's a mare with a lot of talent, and she's a good each-way chance today.
All right, race four, number four, good each-way chance. Race five, number 14, all too terrific, which this segment hasn't been for a little while now. first up today.
Yeah, badly named probably. She showed a stack early, and we thought she was going to be a really good horse. Last preparation, she just got lost a little bit in the wash, so tipped her out and given her a really good spell. She's come back nicely. Prefer to watch her today, though, rather than tip her.
Oh, no. Deep in the odds, too. We might just leave her alone. Then you've got race seven, number four, Goldie Fox, who's $8 in the market. Second up, barrier two. Fourth on resumption, 2.4 lengths off Yulong Storm at Swan Hill over the 1,200. Today, we're up to the 13.
Yeah, the 13 will suit. It was a really good run at Swan Hill. She's she's really come on to this mare. I'm really happy with her, and she's going well down at Flemington. I think she'll run a big race today.
All right, and then there's race 8, number 13, your last one, Phoenix Global. Now, drawn 12 over the 1,100 metres. Is that a problem, drawing 12 over 1,100 first up?
Not really, half, because it's only the one corner there, so it's a bit like Caulfield, so you don't have to worry too much about it. He's new to the stable, this horse, but he's got a lot of talent. He trialled very well the other day at Flemington, and I think I'm nearly going to have to tip him as our best of the day.
Oh, okay. Ooh, righto. Wow. All right, we will take that. It's 460 early doors at tab.com.au. So Phoenix Global's your best.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between him and Razu, so I'd be happy to have something on both of them, to be honest.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a gold card situation. We'll have a dollar on each and hopefully find one of them as a winner for us today. But more importantly for you, Troy, because you give us great insight every time you have a chat to us, and hopefully for your sake there's a winner as well as ours.
Thanks, Har.
Good luck. Troy Corston's from Team Corston. So race 1, number 5, we're going to have a gold card situation. Race 1, number 5, a dollar. And then race 8, number 13, a dollar. So top and tail of the program today at Bendigo for the early mile. For Marcus Oldham, and we're going to find them a winner today. Oh, no, our man's had a sneezing attack.
Yeah, sorry. No, there was a text here to suggest that we should be getting George back. Now, we did try and get George back, but George has retired. And George doesn't want to come out of retirement.
I'm getting a lot of feedback from Camo about my horse too. He always puts the poo emoji every day when he references my horse, which is upsetting. Because all my life, we'll be racing this week at some stage too, I think. So stand by for that. You might be able to scratch a horse in a race at some stage. Some sad news through the world of racing today. Racing Post this morning telling us 9-time Irish champion jockey, 12-time European Classic winner Pat Smullen has passed away at the age of 43. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in just March 2018, so not too long ago, a couple of years ago, and suffered a relapse in recent months. He has passed away overnight. So sad news in the world of racing. A great jock. He rode Vinnie Rowe through an Irish St. Ledger, four Irish St. Ledgers. He did. Grace Swallow, some fabulous horses that he rode through his journey and refused to bend. A lot of good ones. So that'll be sad news for the fraternity today with the passing of Pat Smullen.